MSO News, giving voice to the North Shore. This is North Shore Today for Friday, May 5, 2023, brought to you by Moynihan Lumber. Moynihan Lumber supporting local news coverage in communities on the North Shore. Cloudy today, temperatures in the low 50s. High tide in Gloucester Harbor, 11:23 a.m. and 11:54 p.m. The seawall underneath the Waterfront Mission on the Bay restaurant in Swampscott partially collapsed on Thursday. The Daily Item reports that patrons eating lunch in the restaurant at the time of the collapse were evacuated and sustained no injuries. The town and the restaurant owners will continue to assess the situation during the day-to-day to evaluate the next step in repairing the seawall. The man who died in the Newburyport chemical factory explosion yesterday has been identified as 62-year-old Jack O'Keefe of Methuen. Four additional workers in that plant were transported to hospitals for treatment. The Newburyport News reports that Mayor Sean Reardon will immediately slap a cease and desist order on the company as investigators determine the cause of the explosion. The Gloucester Times reports a 42-year-old Medford man, Josiel de Oliveira Barbosa, died Tuesday after he and another fisherman were hit by a wave and knocked into the ocean while fishing from the rocks off Rafe's Chasm in Magnolia around 10:41 a.m. on Tuesday. According to police reports, his body was recovered by the Coast Guard and transported to the Harbor Master's Dock at Solomon Jacobs Landing on Harbor Loop in Gloucester. Energy consumers who buy electricity on the competitive supply market may actually be paying more for their energy. Salem News State House reporter Christian Wade reports that the Attorney General, Andrea Campbell, released a study to support that claim and is reviving a push to ban the companies from doing business in Massachusetts. Ziggy's Donuts has reopened its Peabody location on Bourbon Street. The Daily Item contains a feature story on the Salem and Peabody business and shares information that the Peabody location reopened yesterday, and the store's owners were greeted with a line of customers looking for the famous Ziggy's Donuts. We continue our series today with the candidates running for mayor in the city of Salem. Today, down below on this post, hear from Dominic Pangelo and Neil Harrington on the creative business community. Sports next with Bill Newell.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
This is MSO Sports. The Red Sox picked up their fourth straight win over the Blue Jays last night, 11-5. Red Sox play in Philadelphia tonight. The Celtics also play in Philadelphia. It's game three of their NBA second-round playoff series with the 76ers. Tip-off tonight at 7:30. The series is tied at a game apiece. In North Shore sports, St. John's Prep Lacrosse lost yesterday to BC High 14-9. First loss of the year for the Prep. They're now 11-1. They were at rank number one. BC High now improves to 9-2 on the season. Girls lacrosse, Masco over Peabody 11-8. And in high school baseball, Beverly beat Peabody 8-1 and Lynn Classical top Medford 8-2. And for the Classical Rams, it was their 10th straight win. That's sports along with Rick Moore. I'm Bill Newell. Thank you for joining us on North Shore Today.
We are MSONewsSports.com, the North Shore's news and sports website, featuring North Shore Sports Night, Monday nights at 7, the North Shore and Merrimack Valley Sports Desk shows, hosting on Thursdays, North Shore Today, the area's multimedia, community-based daily magazine. Our connections feature interview segments. Spread the word about MSONewsSports.com as we support North Shore communities with our exclusive content, powered by Moynihan Lumber, Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire.